It's always a pleasure to welcome the next guest to the programme. It is Billy Maguire. And the last time we spoke, Billy, you said that you were going to indict Michael D. Higgins for treason. And you've done it.
I have, yes. So, well, it's very sad. It's a very sad day. You know, during the second time that that black seal has been used, you have to use the two seals.
Yes.
And being the anointed heir and the president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. You know, it's my sad duty to have to do that, you know. And it happened, you know, we were founded on St. Patrick's Day, 1858.
Yes.
163 years ago, and you did that, and you interviewed Keith as well.
I did.
We commemorate, you know, our founding. And the Garda in Dublin, they'd be very well aware in Pier Street. I would know the sergeant there and it's weekly on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
And we were complying with COVID-19 and everything else.
If nothing
else,
we
had five Dublin people there.
And you've been
on to read the proclamation, sovereign constitution, declaration of independence, address to the three nations. You know, and
this is something that you've been doing every year for over 150 years. So it's
163.
That's it. It's not a surprise. It's nothing new.
It's nothing new, and we do that, and as you know, we do the 21st of January in 1919, and
yes,
we commemorate that as well. And the Guard, that's where the Guard of Shukona were founded. It came out of the Irish Volunteers. Excuse me. And then we do Easter Monday. And, you know, that's the sovereignty, and that's a sacred document, the proclamation. And our volunteer was reading our proclamation on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March this year, and he had just read the proclamation. And now there's only five of them, and they hold the tricolour flag, and each one has a part to do.
Of course.
And he was just seized on by the Garda Síochána, and he was sprayed, and you know, he was taken down to.
And it just seemed an extraordinary amount of force, you know, not fitting for the occasion.
That's the Irish Republic. That's the foundation document of the state, the sovereign republic of Ireland.
And the irony is, of course, that the proclamation is a document that offers everybody free speech and free civil liberties.
Absolutely. That has to be maintained. That it isn't everything is null and void. And you see on it, having organised and free the Irish Republican Brotherhood, so it is quite clear who owns it
Yes.
and who did it. But I mean, that's treason, and there was nothing. I mean, there was we tried to get back onto them and why they did it and everything else. And
of course,
there was no communication. There was nothing to apologise
and no media coverage apart from what we ourselves did here.
You were the only one, I think, to cover this and that on your program.
Yes,
but I mean, that's treason. If you read the proclamation, that's treason. I couldn't let that treason go. With Michael D. Higgins, he's responsible, he says, for the Garden of Chicago and everything else. He's gone and said, President of Ireland, which he's not. He's President of the Free State and the Royal Rocks, 26 counties. And last Tuesday, again, on Monday, there were, you know, the 100th anniversary came up of the imposing of the 26 and 6
That's
counties
right.
of Ireland, you know, by Britain. And the only one that... commemorated was the Queen of England, and she congratulated them all now. And the Northern Ireland people want the same. We cannot have another 100 years of mayhem, savagery, brutality, propaganda, lies, and deception. We don't want that. And and in that letter that you're going to read, you'll see the conflict is that 1918, 32 county election, called by Britain on the 14th of December 1918, on the 28th of December, IRB Sinn Féin, not any of the others, IRB Sinn Féin won 73 seats out of 105 seats on the 28th of December 1918. That's the mandate we have, and that's the mandate I uphold, and that's the mandate that I'm anointed to hold that.
Yes.
And then on the 21st of January 1919, it was ratified in the Mansion House by the Sovereign Dáil and Government of the Sovereign Republic. All 32 counties, all our territories, right from down the border with Britain, the Irish Sea, to our border with the United States of America and Canada. And we're the only country that can go into the United States and Canada because we brought sovereignty there.
We have sovereignty, absolutely.
And our sovereignty comes from God. Sovereignty comes from God. Whereas the corporation is, that's what you have. And that's what Henry VIII did. And people aren't taught anything of this. Henry VIII, Christians believed, I know they changed from Celtic Christianity, which we're talking about,
yes.
to Roman Christianity, to there were the 2 5-string harps. That's what was on the Ark of the Covenant that was brought here to Lochgar.
Of course.
And that's and they changed that to 2 angels, Roman, and just to control the people in that. But you have to have sovereignty. Sovereignty means that you go into another country, and you respect that country's sovereignty. You respect the sovereignty of the people. You respect the sovereignty of their assets. But Britain didn't do that until that's what Henry VIII, he turned the British monarchy into a corporation.
Yes.
And that's the conflict in the world today. A corporation has no regard for people or anything else. It's just for profit. Money and profit, and to make a profit all the time. They
That's
don't care
exactly
how they
it.
Do it. All habitats and everything, no matter what it is.
It's all about the money.
It's all about money and only money, and that's it. Now, our sovereignty comes from God, and that's where we believe. It's on the proclamation there. And it was those old Celtic monks. You know, we're talking about, you know, the Skelligs and all that.
Yes.
And they were the ones who you know, mankind had to learn how to preserve food, which was salt in those days, and learn how to farm and how to fish and how to build boats. And all technology comes from those two, and still does today, those 2 5-string harps. And we've explained that before. And I think it should be taught. And I think, and we were talking there about the Skellig monks. We talked about Askeaton, the friary there.
We did.
And that was burnt down. And where the stone crosses.
Yes.
That's the compass. And that's what the Skellig monks were using. That's also in the friary in Askeaton. You can still see it there today. And Anthony Sheehy told me that it's opened again.
Fantastic
and
to see
that's
that.
That's all great. Aligned to Lochgar, because that's where all the information comes out of.
Yes.
And that's what the Earl of Desmond, he would have been relying on those the monks for all that information, all mathematics, all science, all astronomy. You can see it there yourself.
Sure. Now, indicting somebody for treason, like, it's not something that you did lightly,
no.
certainly. And, like, Have you heard back from President Higgins yet?
I haven't, and he got that letter on Tuesday morning. It was registered.
Sure.
But
he hasn't responded yet.
He hasn't. It doesn't make any difference because he is not the President of Ireland.
Yes.
He is the President of the Royal Oireachtas and the 26 counties. Dáil-Éireann is the 32 county mandate, and all that territory that I've talked about in all our seas, the largest in Europe. You know, that's our sovereignty. And it's the people are sovereign here. And that 1918 32 county election, on the 21st of January, all those that were elected TDs, Chocta Dálas, gave their oath of allegiance to the sovereign Republic of Éire, the sovereign Dáil-Éireann government, the sovereign Dáil-Éireann courts, the War of Independence as a defence force, and be accountable to the sovereign people. They've airbrushed all that out. All you get now is the politicians and judges giving a declaration and civil servants.
That's exactly how they get paid,
their salaries, their pensions and their expenses. It's a corporate now, and that's on the 6th of December 1921. Britain imposed the free stays here and the Royal Oireachtas and all that as a corporate body to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. That's what you're paying for. The Sovereign Republic of Ireland doesn't have any debt and owes no money. And why are you paying out that money? And why is Michael D. Higgins? He's been dishonest with the people. And so is Micheál Martin. Why can't they stand up and say where they're getting their sovereignty? They cannot use the Irish Republican Brotherhood's sovereign seal now, or any of our harps, or our tricolour flag, or our proclamation, or our sovereign constitution, or Declaration of Independence, or Address to the Free Nation. And it's under this, he's indicted under the 1916 proclamation. I mean, it was scandalous to arrest of our Irish volunteer for reading our 1916 proclamation on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it just seems, as I said, supremely ironic to forcibly demand somebody, you know, for reading a document that is ours and is all about civil liberties, you know.
It's just very ironic. And for the Free State to do it, I mean, and there's no cooperation now. If they use, or anybody in the Free State government uses any one of those documents or any one of those things, they're liable for to be indicted for treason now. And that's our sovereignty. You have to have sovereignty in the EU. And that's our tricolour flag. And we'll be writing to the EU. You know, I've written to them before, and
yes,
they don't recognise our sovereign Dáil-Éireann government either. It's the Free State government. Well, that's all finished. On the 16th of March 2017, when Queen Elizabeth signed Article 50 of Brexit,
yes,
she abdicated any claim she had on Free State or on the Sovereign Republic of Ireland. So you have to have sovereignty. And you see all the rows going on at the moment over fishing and everything else.
Absolutely.
All licenses. Yep. The Free State cannot issue a license. They cannot use the sovereign seal of Dáil-Éireann. I mean, it's treason under Britain for them to use that. They could be executed for using that. And that's why you never hear about the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And as you know, if you read the letter, and that was Sam Maguire, of GA, everybody knows about the Sam Maguire. He was our intelligence officer. He was also my granduncle's secretary in Vaughan Sertel. But all the intelligence of the Crown Forces and the Royal Navy went through his desk in the post office in London. And every Saturday he brought intelligence to Vaughan Sertel, to the Supreme Council. So they knew everything that was going on. And that's why, and the conflict is still done, and I want that conflict sorted out, and that's the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process. And I mentioned there Pope Pius the 12th.
Yes.
And, you know, in Rome, in the Second World War, it was savagery, it was brutality, it was dreadful. I mean, we don't know anything about it. Even what we see, it was 10 times worse than that. And the diplomatic corps in the Vatican, we have two embassies, one in Rome and the other in the Vatican. The sovereign one is in the Vatican. And it was Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty. he was running the he had the ear of the Pope. He was running the Vatican at the time, and the diplomatic corps there, they were looking for some way to try and stop the horrible savagery that was happening to people, Jews and British and everybody
all
else.
The people, yes.
And it was the sovereign Dáil Éireann. And you see, Hugh O'Flaherty was also a member of the IRB, and he negotiated with the Supreme Council of the IRB, and that's how that all that happened in Rome. And they saved thousands of lives of all nationalities, British and Jews and Germans and everybody else.
Viewing them all as equal as it should be. Yeah,
and that's the way. And we were the only ones, because we were neutral in the Second World War, and we were the only ones that were expected. Our sovereign Dáil Éireann government was the only one that was respected by the diplomatic corps in the Vatican, because all those were all at war with one another, fighting with each other. And then in 1950. I mean, I would have known Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty,
yes.
And I would have, as a child, and I would have known T.J. Kiernan and Delia Murphy, his wife.
Yes,
and he was the ambassador to the Vatican, and as a goodwill gesture from all those diplomatic corps in the Vatican and all those people, because I knew it from as a child, all these people coming to Willibank and all these people coming to Arthur's Quay, to Francis Street, to our office, my father's office. And, they were in absolute tears. And thanking my father for what the IRB did, they saved thousands of people during the war.
Yes.
Although those... they were absolutely in tears about their fathers and their grandfathers. And only for Monsignor O'Flaherty, he was known as the Vatican Pimpernel. And T.J. Kiernan and Delia Murphy. There was a lot more to it. Kenneth Cooper was very much involved. And our local, all the clergy were trying to sort out that. But the Pope wanted it through a university. He didn't want any violence.
Of course,
he brought my father and mother out to Rome in 1950. And then that we gave, my father gave Willibank, where he lived, a beautiful old house down by the River Shannon. For the University of Limerick. And
yes.
Brendan O'Regan had taught Chuck Feeney all about duty-free, and he put up the money for
money for it, of course.
And for the peace, which are just all there. They cut it, the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's still not done.
This is never.
No.
And that's why I've written that letter. That will not, I will lease the Sovereign Republic of Ireland, which is a very sad thing for me to do, to a state, a sovereign state, that will comply with that 1918-32 county mandate. I mean, it is shocking to think that even our own... and where is Michael D. Higgins getting his sovereignty from? He's not getting it. I mean, he should come out and tell the people the truth for once and for all. We don't want another 100 years of the... You see, you saw in Northern Ireland the same old thing again.
It's all starting again, isn't it?
The same thing.
Yeah.
And all that violence and everything—that's that's not acceptable to people today, and it shouldn't be there. And it comes back from that's what the peace reconciliation was. That's given for, and they should build that building again in the university, and they should have that should be international. And Brendan O'Regan, he was very friendly, with some of the Northern Ireland, especially Paisley. And they were coming down to University of Limerick, and that should be there for everybody. And if you look at the land of Ireland, it belongs to the citizens of Ireland and to them alone. Even though they come and take your house, the Free State, and judges and everything. And you still own the land underneath.
Because of the sovereignty, exactly.
And that's what it's about. It's about sovereignty and the sovereignty of the people. We're not a Free State. On the 6th of December, as I said, 1921, Britain imposed Free State on the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as a corporation. And that's what we are today. And we see these corporations, it's their interest is making money out of
it. It's money and not the people. Yeah. Not the people.
And the more money and the more you give them, the more they'll want.
And the more they want, and the less they think about the people, or the less they think about where
they don't
want comes from.
They couldn't care about the people. What the people do is their business.
Exactly.
All they want is your money. And they but I have asked you before, who owns the euro? Is it the people, or is it the banks, or is it the corporations, or who is it? But here to have a business here, or any business here, or any judge, or any civil servant, or Michael D. Higgins, he has to have a license. And the licenses are owned by the Irish Republican Brotherhood, because they founded and funded the state.
So he has, he's lost and these now that he has been indicted.
Well, he's indicted now, and everything is null and void in Leinster House. And even though they have a declaration, they give a declaration to get paid their salaries. But you look at our tricolour, they have a gold braiding round it. That's a fourth colour. That's not a tricolour.
That's not a tricolour, exactly. Now, did you
why are they? That's why are they doing all this? We want to be on good terms. We could never think of going back to Britain until Britain has the Queen of England doesn't have sovereignty. It's royalty she has. And we explained about Henry VIII.
We did, and how royalty is man-made, whereas sovereignty comes from God.
That's exactly it. That's the difference. And they're talking about sort, but there'll be never peace in Ireland until that 1918 32 county mandate is put in place.
Yes.
And that's it in a nutshell. And we're now waiting for that. That can be done tomorrow. And when the Queen came over, because I was very much involved in all that, I was supposed to be involved in all that peace and reconciliation. For sure, I was snubbed by the Free State, and they didn't want me, and anything like that. They saw a lot of money being put up, and they only went for the money.
That's the bottom line. That's what it always is. Now, you mentioned that you might like me to read out your letter. So I have it here.
Well, you can get it on BillyMaguire.com.
You can indeed.
Where you can get anyone who wants to read the full thing.
Yeah, anyone who wants to kind of peruse it themselves can find it there. But I thought it might be worth having a look at it today.
You should look at the letter, because the letter, I'm doing this. I was anointed. And you can imagine when Pope Pius XII he didn't leave the Vatican in those days, and with Monsignor O'Flaherty and P.J. Kieran Dillon. And all those people. You can imagine the crowd of people at St. Patrick's Church in 1950 when I was anointed, when the papal nuncio was sent here by the by Pope Pius XII. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I went, I had to go up and I had to swear all those things and oaths and questions and everything else. And T.J. Kieran and his son, he came up with them.
Yes.
But all the IRB would have laid their heads on my head at that stage. And that was... But you see all these people committing suicide, and you see all these people under terrible pressure. Life isn't worth living today under a corporation. Life is about understanding nature, understanding. And those monks, they were the ones. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not a very religious person at all. And the IRB is certainly not a religious organisation. We respect religion, and we respect.
Well, that's important too. Like as you say, to recognise your place in nature and to recognise that
in this planet Earth, and education is crucial. Sure, nobody teaches anything about it. Nobody knows anything about that. And life is worth. That's what those old monks they found. I told you people were starving. How to preserve food?
Yes.
And salt was the big thing in those days, and we're huge salt importers. And how to farm, and the best how to grow crops, and the best how to breed crops and breed animals and everything. That's what the Celtic monks were doing. That's what it was all about.
Exactly,
and that's what
and
the IRB
you know,
are all
they
about.
They had a much more streamlined and a much healthier view of their place in nature and in society than we have currently.
Where's the corporate? A corporate is greed. It's greed. And the more you have,
the more
they take off you, and they regard it as theirs.
Absolutely.
It is theirs. And all those corporations should know. I mean, corporation, trade is the lifeblood of a nation, but it has to be accountable to the sovereign people.
And it has to
and
be
the,
fair
that's
trade.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Isn't that it, Jared? That nobody is accountable today to anybody. You just grab as much as you can.
Yeah, there's no sense of accountability whatsoever. Shall I read the letter for the listeners?
Yeah.
Okay, I have it here. So it's for the attention of Mr. Michael D. Higgins, Provisional President of the 26-County Irish Free State and Royal Oireachtas, Áras an Uachtaráin, Phoenix Park. You have been indicted for treason by the Irish Republican Brotherhood, IRB, under their 1916 proclamation, the foundation document of the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, and the democratic wishes of the sovereign Irish citizens who gave the Irish Republican Brotherhood the mandate in the 1918 32-county Democratic All-Ireland election called by the British government on the 14th of December 1918. IRB political wing Sinn Féin won 73 seats out of the 105 seats on the 28th of December 1918 and was ratified in the Mansion House Dublin and GHQ Vaughan's Hotel Dublin by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, all 32 counties, territories and seas on the 21st of January 1919, our Independence Day. On the 17th of March 2021, the Irish Republican Brotherhood were commemorating their 163rd anniversary at 16 Lombard Street, Dublin. Our volunteer had just read our 1916 proclamation when he was pepper sprayed and assaulted by an Garda Síochána after reading our 1916 proclamation and taken to Pier Street Garda Station and charged in court by a Free State judge. The IRB were complying with COVID-19 regulations and on Garda Síochána at Pier Street Garda Station were well aware that the IRB were commemorating their 163rd anniversary of the founding by James Stevens of the IRB at 16 Lombard Street, Dublin, as they do every year since 1858 on St Patrick's Day. The Irish Republican Brotherhood's 1916 proclamation clearly states, "Irish men and Irish women in the name of God. The Irish Republic is entitled to and hereby claims the allegiance of every Irish man and Irish woman. And we place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God. And we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonour it by cowardice, inhumanity or rapine. The Sovereign Constitution. This Constitution shall be the Constitution of the Republic of Ireland proclaimed in arms on Easter Monday, April the 24th, 1916, and established by the will and wishes of all the people of Ireland on the January the 21st, 1919, our Independence Day. All authority in Ireland, legislative, executive and judicial, and all powers of government are derived solely under God from the people of Ireland. These powers are inherent in the people alone by virtue of their sovereignty. They must be exercised in accordance with the principles of liberty, equality and justice for all. Any legislation not in accordance with these principles is hereby declared to be null and void. The conflict with the British for the last 100 years is the Crown of England and the British government refuse to recognise, respect and honour the legitimacy of the 1918 32-county All-Ireland Democratic election called by the British government on the 14th of December 1918. King George V and his British government declared the Sovereign Dáil Éireann to be an illegal assembly and sent in his Cairo gang to Dublin to execute and annihilate the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government, democratically elected by the will and wishes of all the people, citizens of Éire, all 32 counties and all members of the IRB, and on Bloody Sunday the British Crown Forces opened fire on our sovereign people, citizens at Croke Park, Dublin, and killed 14 innocent people. Vaughan's Hotel Papers, that's source Sam Maguire Intelligence Reports. Your contempt, hostility and dirty tricks that you have played on me as the anointed president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, IRB, is unjust and unfair to me as I carry out the mandate by the will and wishes of all the sovereign Irish people that gave the IRB political wing Sinn Féin in the 1918 32-county All-Ireland election of the 14th of December 1918 and won 73 seats out of the 105 seats on the 28th of December 1918 and ratified by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government on the 21st of January 1919, our Independence Day, in the Mansion House Dublin and GHQ Vaughan's Hotel Dublin, and established by the Sovereign Republic of Éire and the Irish Free State Provisional Government, cannot use the Irish Republican Brotherhood's Sovereign Seal of Dáil Éireann, 12 strings, AD Psaltery, or any of IRB's Sovereign Seal or Harp, BC, or our Sovereign Tricolour Flag of Green, White and Orange, or the IRB's 1916 Proclamation, or the 1919 Sovereign Constitution, or the Declaration of Independence, or address to the free nations of the world under pain of death, and all appointments and legislation and use of the sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann are all now null and void. The Irish Republican Brotherhood will lease their sovereign Republic of Éire to a sovereign state that will comply with the 1918 32-county All-Ireland democratic election. All our sovereign 32 counties and all our sovereign territory, the largest in the European Union, and all the sovereign seas from its border down to the Irish Sea to its border with the United States of America and Canada, until the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process that was founded in the 1950s by Pope Pius XII, Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty, IRB, and the Ambassador P.J. Kiernan and his wife Delia Murphy, and my late father Martin W. Maguire, and is restored, there is no peace, reconciliation or prosperity process in the Sovereign Republic of Éire today. The IRB wants the conflict between the Sovereign Republic of Éire and the British to be ended once and for all. The IRB, who founded and funded the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, wants the British government and the Crown to recognise, honour and respect the mandate that was given to us in the 1918 democratic 32 counties All-Ireland election, and set in place the Peace, Reconciliation and Prosperity Agreement started by Pope Pius XII in the 1950s. The IRB do not want another 100 years of mayhem, brutality, savagery, propaganda, lies and deception forced upon its people. And you have enclosed a copy of the Proclamation, the Sovereign Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Address to the Free Nations. And that is, that's the text of your letter, isn't it?
If you read the other page, the last
the
page
last page, the handwriting.
Yes, I sealed it.
I have it, you know? Enclosed as a copy of the sovereign map of our sovereign territory and our sovereign seas, from our border with Britain down the Irish Sea to our border with the United States of America and Canada, signed and sealed, which is important, on this day, the 30th of April 2021, under the sovereign seal of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And that is signed William James Maguire, the anointed President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, President of the Sovereign Republic of Éire, President of the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government, and President of the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Courts, the Four Courts, Keeper of the Sovereign Seals and Harps of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And that is the text, and it's quite a powerful piece of writing.
Oh, thank you very much. I must thank John for seeing. Typed all that up, you know?
Yes, no, it's a powerful piece of writing, and it's unequivocal, isn't it?
Well, it has got the black and the gold seal on
it. Yes, you've got both of your seals there, and I understand, as you say,
that's
that
very,
the black
only that's only used for an indictment.
So it's not a common thing to be doing, and it's not something that you do lightly.
Oh, not at all. I mean, I'm doing it since 1950. And to have to indict a free state president.
It's a sad day.
It's a very sad day. And I think it's time now that the truth came out about all. And we learn about where sovereignty comes from.
Well, you know,
and all our territory. And that's where it comes from, those old monks. The Brendan Voyage.
That's
and
it.
That's we claim it from. That's where we claim our sovereignty from. And I'd like to know where Britain is getting their sovereignty. Where all those other Commonwealth countries.
Well, that's something that we'd certainly have to look into. It's as I say, it's a sad day, but it's important to kind of let people know, I suppose, the situation
with it.
And
when you see people and you hear things like. Vulture funds buying up their properties and everything else.
That's it.
You know, they have to, and renting the houses back to.
For people to remember and accept their sovereignty, I think would be huge, and it would be hugely important. So if anybody wants to take a look at the text of that letter, as we say, it is on billymaguire.com, so you can find it there. And as I say, it's powerful and it's unequivocal.
You read it very well and very clear, and your diction is very good. Sure, you're the only one that's given out that information to the people. Sure, people are lost at the moment.
Well,
and we don't know where we're going. You know exactly where you're going.
You know, people need to kind of go back to the older documents and just go back to understanding.
Well, those old monks and that, they should be. Look, I'm not a religious person at all, but those old monks should be respected. And they were the old Celtic monks, and you know, they set up our farming and
yes.
our way of life and our sovereignty, and you know, and we're living quite well. And all technology comes from those two five-string harps.
But
I mean, we go back to King David, you know, playing the harp. That's what he was teaching.
Yeah.
And those Jewish, the Jewish thing, those two triangles, there are harp signs.
I just, people are so far removed from the origins of things, I think. And that's why everything is going a little bit wrong for us these days, I think.
Well, one good thing that Fionn, which was you did an interview with,
yes.
he's very interested in that, as is Jerry. As well in Lochgar.
And yes.
those are lines that, you know, from the Skelligs to Askeet. I mean, the Brendan voyage couldn't have happened. And Christopher Columbus, I mean, he couldn't have gone to America without that knowledge and information.
That's it. We
and those old monks had all that, and they got that the hard way. It was, and then it was all robbed from them. You know, the reason why all those old monasteries, right, they were, had gone corrupt as well in Britain and probably other places as well, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, that's
and Henry VIII. I mean, to impose a corporation, the monarchy is a corporation. That's what they are. They don't have sovereignty. They don't
that's
care
all,
about
that's all they, that they are. They're it's yeah. a it's a man-made construct. As
well, that idea that you have to have sovereignty to go into another country and respect the sovereignty of the people of the country
yes.
and of their assets. And Britain didn't do that. They went in and they robbed the plundered everything. That's what it was all about. They're the strongest army.
Oh, yep.
Navy.
It was just about grabbing for land and grabbing for assets. And that's
all. All those estates here were set up here to feed the Crown forces
yes.
and the Royal Navy. And that's what they were set up for. And they brought in slavery. You know, instead of trade is the lifeblood.
Instead
of,
instead of trade and sovereignty.
And what good? And all these young children coming into the world. What do they want that for? They don't want that. Now, we want a decent life, and we had it here. We knew how to live, and we had it. And but I'm afraid it's going very fast because no one will stand up. It's all about money.
Well, look,
and I thought myself.
It's time to.
And all we're asking is the Crown of England to stand up and say that her and her government recognise the sovereign Dáilíonn government that was the mandate they were given in the 1918-32. A very simple thing, and sort out the whole thing instead of trying to get another 100 years out of mayhem, savagery, brutality,
and just you know,
lies
absolutely.
And
yeah, absolutely.
And claiming this and claiming that because we have the strongest army and we'd wipe you out with them.
Yes.
We don't want that.
It's easy.
Who wants that?
It's easy to make these claims.
Technology,
as you say,
and
when
we
you have
those two five-string harps there, and there, and Lochgar is the place, and that was the sacred site, and that
absolutely.
Was it. And someday they'll do all that for you.
Well,
and,
we would hope so.
The lady that bought it, I mean, she's very much keen on the learning all that as well.
Excellent.
It's all there for somebody. You know?
Excellent.
And you can see those, you can see, and to Sir Nicholas Mulvey that burned down the friary in Askeaton, because Britain didn't want anyone else to have that knowledge or information they wanted.
Yeah,
it all for themselves.
It's nice to conceal these things because they might be very useful to other people as well. As always, Mr. Maguire, it has been a pleasure and a very illuminating conversation.
Well, thank you very much.
And you must let us know if you hear back from Michael D. Higgins.
I will too. Oh, don't
Great.
Worry.